If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city is saving.
What? How are we going to do this little time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire
me. My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of it.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to DC on RMD, Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile by finding us through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Just search DC on RMD. Find us there. Leave us a review. Follow us. All that good stuff. Okay, so we're winding down here.
Two weeks left.
Okay. Well, here we go, I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, how are we feeling? Let's go around the room. How are we feeling?
I'm ready for the finale. I'm at that point. I'm just like, can we just move along? Move along here. It's taken us half a fucking year to get to this point. Can we just get there already?
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
I'm not going to lie. It's been a long season.
It has.
It's been a long season.
I mean, I wish I could be like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, I wish it would just finish.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't help that Arrow and Flash are done next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, and they're built to that kind of the end. And Supergirl, it's just like, oh, well, we still have another week.
Because why?
Easter, like Christmas, sabbaticals, I don't know, spring break. Anything else that they've delayed this season?
I mean, that's played such a huge role in how long this season feels. There's been so many breaks, so many delays.
It's killing me.
We had a huge break last season, too. It's just been... Why? Why?
But I think at least the huge break last season, we came out and we hammered 9 straight. You know what I mean? It wasn't 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on, 1 week on, 2 weeks off, you know, as it seems to be now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the bigger dosage is not that thing. It's not us looking going, hey, wait, is it on this week?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that sucks. I hate that. Oh, we have a show. Oh, we don't have a show this week. Oh, we have a show for one more week and then we don't have a show for 2 weeks. What the hell?
It's been super inconsistent, and that's probably affecting the ratings and everything else and any kind of momentum or anything that the show has.
Yeah. I mean, any success that they have with the writing and building up any sort of, like you said, momentum or excitement, it just gets killed by that stuff. All right, well, let's get into today's episode. On that high note, today we're talking about Supergirl Season 4, Episode 20, Will the Real Tessmacher Please Stand Up? Is it the real, will the real Miss Tessmacher or just Tessmacher? Whatever. Lena and Kara go to Kaznia to figure out Lex's plan. The rest of the crew handle stuff back stateside. It's a whole... bunch of shenanigans. This week was directed by Shannon Coley. The story was by Derek Simon. The teleplay by Katie Rose Rogers and Natalie Abrams. All right. Let's just get it out of the way, off of our chests. Kara almost told Lena. How excited were you? And then how, like, just annoyed?
Let's just say that TV almost got ripped off the wall and we almost had to replace a window. Because I was going to throw the damn thing through it.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
What a frustrating moment.
Extremely. And especially since we've been waiting for this moment for I don't even know how many seasons anymore. And feels like nine, but
right. And like, what is the point of this? Honestly, it's just to stir up more drama for later. It's just a way for Lena to find out before Kara tells her, before the end of this mission, and then for them to have a fight and Kara to go, but I was going to tell you as soon as we caught Lex.
Yeah, I pretty much know exactly how it's going to go. She's going to find out either next episode or the episode after through either Red Daughter. I'm going to go ahead and guess Red Daughter or Lex. And then she's going to be like, oh, my God, why didn't you tell me? And Kara's going to be like, but I was going to tell you. But, oh, my God, you were talking about the things with Tess. But, oh, my God, why didn't you tell? Yeah, that's basically how it's going to go. And they're just, it's going to just stir up a whole bunch of bullshit for next season that we're going to have to deal with in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled.
I feel like it's just the CW trope.
Honestly, I was the whole time I was watching, I'm like, man, you know how much easier this mission would be if she knew she was Supergirl?
Honestly. Honestly. Like,
I'm going to take a commercial plane. It's faster.
It's faster.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I bet, Kara.
That line right off the beginning, I think that was one of the first lines of the episode.
That sounded so stupid.
I was like, yo, I'm Supergirl. I'm just going to fly over there. I'll meet you there.
I feel like she would have totally understood the situation if she heard the secret from Kara's mouth rather than the way that we absolutely fucking know she's going to find out now.
Kara's kind of a coward.
She's an idiot. I wanted to punch her in the face this week.
It's going to suck and she's going to be mad at you, but she's going to appreciate so much more that you're trusting her. To tell her.
Does it make you more upset? Because it was last week when we had the conversation that when Lena was like, you haven't been there for me, and she had the perfect opportunity that would never get more perfect than that. And could you imagine this episode where just imagine being in that shoes if you found out that one of us had superpowers and we were hanging out with each other and the excitement of like, cool, we're going to go do shit. And now I know you have superpowers. This is going to be so much easier.
Yeah. Can you, quick, Kara, use your super speed and go through all of these files.
We can make this trip so much faster.
Just so.
I'm annoyed.
So frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the perfect ending to the story was last week.
Yep.
Let's draw it out some more.
But okay, so the other takeaway from this episode as far as Kara's secret identity is that she now knows that Lex knows, or at least that Red Daughter knows, but let's be real, that Lex knows. So it has to be kind of in the back of her mind that Lex might tell Lena. But, I mean, she knows that Red Daughter knows who she is. She knows that Red Daughter has been studying her. And that Red Daughter has been in her home and taken a photo off of her fridge and taken a photo, a journal from her loft. So, I mean, that's got to be a violating feeling, I guess. I don't know. Not only is your secret out, but they've been in your home.
I mean, I think if I always wonder, and I've never had like an apartment or anything broken into, but feeling the security of home taken away from you, it's got to be kind of the same situation. If shit's out of your apartment that you didn't realize and in some random ass spot halfway across the world, you got to be thinking, what else do they know? What else have they taken?
Mm-hmm. When have they been there? How many times have they been there?
Are they there now while I'm here? Yeah. Because they're definitely not here.
Are they surveilling the place while I'm home? You know, like, are there cameras? Are there any sort of devices in there? There's so many questions, so many unsettling thoughts. But I mean, now she knows that her secret is out to some people.
Some people that she should trust a lot, or that she should trust Lena a lot more than them.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. And if you know that there's a risk of Lena finding out from those people, man.
I thought that would have been reason enough.
Maybe now is a good time to suck it up and say, you might hate me and I'm really sorry. And please believe me when I tell you that I wasn't more forthcoming about this before for your safety, but I trust you. I believe in you. And here you are. Here's this info.
Be an adult, Kara.
Whatever.
Especially because they seem to be on the same side.
Yeah. Supergirl and her made up and yeah, whatever. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. visual effects. Talk about all the stuff that was going on. So we had the plane stuff where Kara saved the plane before pretending, oh, I must have passed out. Woo.
So corny.
I mean, I thought that looked okay.
Yeah, I thought special effects wise, it looked all right to me. I didn't really notice anything.
I'm not like an airplane expert at all, but I figure, I mean, you should have a pilot no matter what.
Right?
Like, self-driving or not, cars still have people there.
Yeah, like, you should have a captain of your plane for a... You should have that for emergencies.
Didn't she say something like, my technology never fails?
Doesn't make mistakes.
Doesn't make mistakes. Until now, bitch.
The kiss of death.
Yeah. Yeah. And her technology,
nothing could go wrong here.
Her technology didn't make a mistake, but she didn't account for something tampering with it and attacking the plane. So, like, yeah, human error, I guess, Lena, right? your human error.
I think that was the first part where I was like, man, if, you know, she could just be Supergirl right now, it'd be so much easier.
That was the first time, yes. Out of many, mm-hmm. many moments.
I did like all the fight scenes between her and Tess. I'm not a heel wearer, but I'm pretty sure if I took a heel off of one foot and tried to fight, it might be a little off balance.
Oh, I totally made that comment. I'm like, how is she standing very evenly right now?
Is that a thing?
You just put weight on your other foot.
She's very talented. She has a lot of balance. She is probably a ballet dancer.
I've broken a heel off of a shoe before.
Huh.
And
hit a guy with it?
No, it just broke. It was just a shitty shoe. And yeah, I mean, you're not going to be super balanced, but it's doable. Most of the weight in those shoes is towards the ball of your foot anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I was just more impressed that I really feel like that should be a female's like defense mechanism.
Just
pop off your heel. Somebody comes off. It's a fucking baton.
New business venture. Let's make a company.
it's like those tiger claw things, but except shoes.
I really enjoyed watching Lena fight, though. Because it's not like crazy, like acrobatics and like MMA or some shit.
I'm just going to hit you with shit.
It's just basic, hey, I know enough to protect myself to a degree. And I know enough to fucking smack the shit out of you while I'm upset because you're a jerk and you betrayed me. Watching her punch that Eve clone in the face, or not clone, but copy. Yeah, that's the word. That Eve copy. Watching her punch her in the face after she got not really stabbed. That was the highlight of all of that for me. Just like, bah, one and out. Just knocked out.
That was kind of nice. It's probably the best moment of that entire episode. It's a punch to the face.
It was satisfying. It was good. I liked it. Let's talk about the rest of Kara's problems here. So she gets all that info and she goes to the president. I don't know why.
And didn't we call this?
I don't know why she hasn't suspected the president of collusion with all of this to begin with. She should know that the president has been behind a lot of these orders cracking down on, you know, anti-alien this, anti-alien that, and then to find out that his secretary or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was, Secretary of State.
Yeah, was, you know, in bed with Lex Luthor and concocting this plan for Cosnia to invade and all this and whatever. Honestly, why would you just go straight to the president? Why wouldn't you be like, hey, do you think he's involved? Should we assess this?
I thought that's where, like, I felt like Jimmy dropped the ball there.
Like, what do you mean?
His advice should have been, let's use the press. Like, we have these outlets, and like, you figure they would use CatCo to get that out to the people instead of trying to keep it a secret.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is at that point would be, because it's like, something like that would spark crazy panic, though, too.
Any crazier than a bunch of masked men running around?
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, that's war. That's another country is coming to attack us and invade us and take over our country. That's war on a level that we haven't seen in, you know, decades of the world history for us anyway.
Yeah, on our beaches.
Yeah. And it's rare that that's even happened to the U.S. People would go crazy. They'd be panicking. They'd be like, you know, that who knows what people would do. So, and letting them know that, like, hey, so you know how we have Supergirl? Yeah. One of those is coming to attack. So good luck. But I don't know. I just, ugh. But because of this, Kara gets taken, and I mean, she put herself in a really vulnerable spot, and there's no way that she can get out of that without exposing her identity to the president and the government as a whole.
That, and the president had Krypton in the room, or Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Krypton. The entire planet was in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, he had Kryptonite in there. And yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, oh, hello, Kara Danvers.
Chances are he knows anyway, because Lex.
I think that's something that Lex probably is keeping a little closer to the chest, rather than just spreading it through the government.
Well, because you got to think, who really knows? Because Supergirl attacked, would he let that out, you know, as information when he basically attacked at the White House?
Wait, what?
The Red Daughter attacking the White House.
Right.
You know, and would he let that, the president and those people, know that Kara and Supergirl are the same person?
Oh, no.
And it
because she would be behind bars or something. You know what I mean? Like, they would make the DEO take her in. The DEO would know who she is and would take her in if that was the case.
I just wonder how much they know about even the Red Daughter.
I mean, they needed the country to turn on Supergirl, so I'm sure Lex did not indulge the president in that information. And if he can, plus he likes to toy with people too. So if he can keep Supergirl in hiding and Kara afraid, you know, she's not as much of a threat.
I want to see what their justification is of a president allowing an invasion on his land.
I don't know. I'm
just trying to think of like story reason wise or whatever, you know, are we going to find out the president's daughter is dying and, you know, the Marakuru could fix him. Couldn't think of the real name of it right now, so I'm going to go with Arrow.
Haranel.
Yes, Marakuru.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
We're all Slade Wilson here.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the hell it's going to be.
They better have a damn good reason, right? I mean, for us to buy it.
At this point, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be something on a grander scale, a greater pursuit of power, you know? There's got to be something in it like, oh, well, with Kasnia and myself, we join hands and then we take over the rest of the world. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, it's got to be something like ridiculous. I don't know. I have no idea. But there's huge implications there. You know, the president is not only allowing it, but like encouraging and helping it. So I, whatever.
Yeah, you better have a damn good reason going against your country. America.
America. National city. I don't know. I feel weird about a lot of stuff this week.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
We've got, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, with that, I guess let's take a quick break and we'll hop right on into everything else happening.
All the rest of the shit.
I'll be in the armory shooting at something.
That sounds relaxing.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
The 27-year-old Natasha West flipped out at a Denny's restaurant after the waitress told her she couldn't share her $4 all-you-can-eat flapjacks with the other people at the table.
Would it matter?
Well, she can't share her all-you-can-eat meal. You'd have to buy a meal for everybody, I'm assuming.
Police said West became irate and started swearing and swinging her fists at the server.
You don't tell me what to do.
According to NBC Chicago.
I want my flapjacks. I'm going to eat my whole family to eat these flapjacks. Don't you tell me. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to eat these flapjacks with syrup.
Just saying, when somebody's already...
peach jam. And I'm going to get your little Tyrone right next to me. He's going to eat some flapjacks too, because we're hungry. We're hungry.
It's all you can eat.
Yeah, it's all you can eat. It doesn't say all I can eat. It's all yous can eat.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Star Wars from the Butter Tank Exclusive.
That's its operation.
Can you believe that?
God, and we still haven't gotten a trailer yet.
I know, and the whole world is echoing your sentiments. Everybody wants that trailer. Everybody wants to know when it's going to happen. When's it going to happen?
Everyone needs a release, Disney.
I know, but like I said a couple weeks back, Dave, I have a feeling they're doing this on purpose. They're making us want it. Like, hey, you cheated on me. You talk shit about me behind my back. Now I'm going to make you want this pussy before I give it back.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make you. Dude, Kathleen Kennedy knows how to work it. Come on. She's a woman. She knows how to make men want things. I like feeling special,
Dave. It's the ultimate ball tease from Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, speaking of that, can I hit on Kathleen Kennedy? Is she going to be at Star Wars Celebration? I'm going to be like, Kathleen Kennedy, I like the way you work it. I like how you do business. Come here, girl.
Can I just drop to my knees?
Oh. Hey, listen, if that was my way to the top in the Hollywood business, I'd do it. I don't know what the big deal is. Why are people complaining? Hashtag me too.
I want to do it.
For an excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Bacta Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off, plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN, because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
Thank you.
Let's talk everything else. we've got, well, Bob.
Yo.
You thought that James and Agent Liberty would have a superpowered showdown.
And I was correct.
How good do you feel?
At least it makes sense story-wise that that guy would want that kind of power.
Yeah.
So I at least was happy that that played out this week. And at least it's not something that's going to get Supergirl distracted.
Honestly.
Because I didn't want it to be her story.
No. And this is the strongest storyline in this episode, the strongest portion of it. It all makes sense. All the motivations, everything that's happening within this little chunk of the story and these characters makes perfect sense. It's all believable. It's all well written. It all flows. Zero issues with any of this. I'm frustrated that Lockwood has powers now as a viewer, because screw you, angry racist man. But God, is he good to watch on screen. So we've got, there's a lot here. Lockwood leaves his own wife's funeral, leaves his son standing up there giving a speech at her funeral, and just walks out and goes, I need to find the alien that killed my wife, and I need to find Dreamer. Hunt them down now. and he's just walking into the DEO and just taking shit for himself, going into Lena's, like, lab.
I didn't think he could be any bigger of a dick.
Surprise!
And then that happened.
Yeah.
Hold my beer. That's what he just did.
Oh, this shit's boring. I'm going to get out of here. Son, you finish up. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go hunt down some.
I'm going to go shoot through this glass and see if I could find some stuff.
Right. And we saw his son finally, you know, stood up to him and was just like, this is your fault. It's your fault that she's dead because you're on this power trip. And I hate you. Like, all right. Yeah.
We hate you, too. We hate him,
we
too.
All hate you.
We love to hate him.
I don't know what kind of effect this is going to have on him as a character or the story as a whole. But, you know, the son has been coming into play a lot lately, and his doubts about his father's activism turned militant hunting of aliens. And I feel like his son is going to play some sort of part in his downfall. One way or another, whether it's on purpose or something else, I don't know. It might even be just that he starts thinking of his son and he's like, okay, I can. But it was nice. It was nice watching his son be like, hey, Dad, you're a dick. Because, like, how do you, oh, God. His son literally came to the DEO and was like, yo, hi, remember me, your kid who just lost his mother and needed his dad? Because I'm a kid? Yeah. How's your day going?
My mom, when I was young, I chipped my tooth. This story sucks. I'm out of here.
Right? Like, come on, man.
What the hell, Dad?
And then there was that time when my dad walked out of my mom's funeral.
Like, right now?
Like, there he goes. Say bye, everybody.
And, like, how much of a self-absorbed, hateful jerk do you have to be to turn away your son when he comes to you after that and says, hey, I really need a dad right now. I need some support. Because mom just died and her funeral was today and you left me there. Hi, can you please pay attention to me?
And you're still just like,
nah.
Right? Pay the cab driver.
Ah, God.
Yes, well, I gotta go hunt down these people and I gotta give myself some trooper powers. So your shit's gonna have to wait.
What a jerk.
Son, are you bigger than this country? We have problems going on.
America.
Real. I'm really proud of Brainy, though, this episode. He's been, I mean, his, I don't know, not confidence, but like, I guess confidence, I don't know, whatever. He's just been really like stepping up lately as far as putting himself in the line of fire and really trying to do his part to make a difference where he can and to help stop things from getting out of control. And, you know, him as himself, just stepping up in front of Agent Liberty, in front of Lockwood, and saying, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to take all of these people into custody and shoot them or, you know, arrest them or whatever. Like, just stop it. You're on a power trip and you're asking us to do something unethical. No. I was real proud. It's hard to do that when you're standing face to face with that person and they're a superior to you and they could have you fired or arrested or what have you.
He's definitely showed more of like a human side this year.
Yeah.
Than I ever expected.
Yeah, him hanging out with Supergirl and everyone, and getting close to them and bonding with them has really brought out his human side. He's so much more in touch with his organic emotional side than he was when we first met him. This really was like the most solid part of the episode, like this whole storyline. Because we've got Dreamer and James and Lockwood with superpowers, and then Martian Manhunter comes back.
Okay. Martian Manhunter looked like he had a stroke.
I know.
Okay, so I wasn't the only one that saw that.
Yeah, it was a little iffy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with him this week. It wasn't so bad that I was just like,
but it was like at the very beginning when he came out, it was like stroke face. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. I feel like it got better throughout the scene, though.
It did. But at the very beginning, it was definitely the like droopy eye, droopy mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really weird.
Especially when he first appeared. But the phasing and stuff looked fine. It looked fine for the rest of it. But yeah, it's nice to see him back. And I don't know.
Being a manhunter?
Yeah, yeah. He did what he had to do, and now he's back, and now he's Martian Manhunter again. He's proud of it. He's owning it, and he's here to help. And
kick some ass.
Yeah, and God, it was nice to not let Lockwood walk away from that feeling like he was the most powerful.
Yeah, that was
talk
nice.
About a hold my beer moment.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you know who I am?
Yeah. Bitch, please. Do you know who I am? I am the Martian Manhunter, and I'm one of the strongest beings around. So
just don't have
step you. Yeah. Yeah, that was I'm glad to see Jean back and ready to fight alongside everyone to protect the country. America.
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 Martian.
God, Martian Marka.
I'm really struggling with Alex this episode, this I don't know, half of the season.
Nicole but, just sounded like she passed out. This is stuff.
I will say, called it. James's sister likes ladies.
Totally called that.
Boop, 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 boop.
Day one. We were on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bam. Crushing it.
So.
They are gonna scissor.
I don't think that's really a thing, Nicole.
It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Well,
scissor sisters.
Steve always says scissor sisters, so I just do.
Okay.
Just go with that.
Yeah.
I did not like this story at all.
No.
I did not see a point other than finding out that Kelly is also a lesbian. That's basically all that was for.
They could have done the lesbian thing a completely different way because,
hey, do you want to go get some coffee or you want to go get a drink? Maybe dinner?
You want to fuck? They could have just gone straight.
All right. The above? Coffee, yeah. Dinner, and a fuck?
Yeah. So, okay. They definitely needed to address the adoption thing. They did. They needed to. But it could have come up over dinner instead of all of this, you know, dangling this child in front of her, having her go through this little mini crisis with Kelly there to help her. And
picking out carriages and.
God, yeah, and then taking it away. I actually thought like, okay, this is it. Alex is getting her kid.
Yeah, That was kind of bullshit.
I'm kind of glad that she didn't, though. I didn't want Alex to get a baby. Sorry, Alex. I want you to be happy, but we have a show to keep entertaining here. Babies are not entertaining. Keep babies out of shows.
You don't. Trust me. You don't want the baby until you are ready to leave the show and be written off. Let's be real. Because yeah. The second she gets a baby, she's done.
She's up there with the little like baby bouncer on the front.
Hashtag directing. No babies.
Well, it just honestly it didn't make sense that okay. So you guys saw the whole lesbian thing. And I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, well, is this going to be a ready-made family if they give her a kid?
Yeah.
And that's why it didn't make any sense. And then just to pull that out of nowhere, like, we are at the conclusion of storylines here.
Yeah, and then you bring that shit in.
Like, she could have just saved her at one time, and they had, like, the romantic look in her eye, or, you know, something. I don't know.
Or they could have just been going for that jog and started talking about things, and she could have started talking. Like family stuff could have come up, you know?
A girl could have ran by and both their heads turn and look at the same ass.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice ass. Yes, it is. But not as nice as yours.
Hey-o.
Hey. Would you like to get a drink? And then come back to my place and fuck? Like, come on.
It would have been a much easier
way to have them bond over checking out girls' butts.
I mean, honestly, like, it's just family stuff could have come up as they've been hanging out a lot, you know? And I think they just could have started talking about stuff because reasonably they are starting to share personal things with each other and bond. And, you know, they went through the stuff with James together and, I don't know, just there's so many other ways. This seemed like much ado about nothing.
I agree. Just
so much of just, all right.
Filler?
Yeah.
It was definitely filler.
Yeah, because this is one of the first scenes of the show, right? If I can remember right already.
Them jogging, yeah.
Yeah, and then like the phone call comes in. You're just like, wait, this adoption thing? And if it wasn't for the preview before, I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot she wants to adopt. Like, they could have played it out as long as they wanted to, because we all know adoptions are one of those things that you sign the paperwork and it could take forever.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I almost felt bad for her because this lady has had everything taken away from her. And now she had a kid.
And it was taken away from her.
And it was taken away from her.
Within 12 hours.
And I don't know why this part bugged me, too. It was just like, well, the church went in there, right? It was the church.
Make sure. Grandparents. Grandparents convinced, like, a pastor to come in and talk to her.
Yes, okay. So, and then it was like, okay, now they're not giving up the baby. And I was just like, oh, well, now it just, I don't know. The whole thing just it didn't work for me at all. And I just feel like there was other things for Alex to be doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Does Kelly know?
I don't think so.
That Alex and, or, you know, Karin's only reason I even put it in the notes was because, you know, they're going through that, like, kind of, what would my sister tell me? You know, and there's a lot of those things. And Kelly kept giving her looks like she knew that it was both ways.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up in my head.
Maybe you're reading into it.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
It just all matters how close her and Jimmy are, right?
It doesn't seem like they're very close. James didn't know she was engaged. James didn't know she was in love with her, you know, superior officer, their sergeant.
So how do they get that story? I mean, they could have guessed. They could have been over drinks.
Yeah,
it could have been anything to get that story out about how they've both been through heartbreak.
It honestly could have been. It could have, because people, when they start friendships, they bond and they start talking about things. And they tend to have a lot of, you know, personal conversations when they're just one on one, just hanging out. They just when you mesh with someone, baby Bjorns. Baby Bjorns, yeah. And I don't think that Kelly knows it from everything when James was in the hospital. He and Kelly didn't talk much. They, you know, not outside of, I don't know, kind of normal, like, we're family and we're obligated to stay in touch here and there sort of stuff. But they didn't seem close. They seemed like they were kind of on edge with each other.
Kelly's like, but I can look at her and damn well tell it's the same person.
Right. And I think on James's end, it's not his secret to tell. hence why he kept it from Lena.
True.
It's not his secret to tell. And he's really loyal about stuff like that. Because he's been through it before with Superman. So, I don't know.
But we all agree that this didn't need to happen. Not on episode, what, 20?
20 out of 22. And the preview for next week was just kind of like, I Supergirl, I Red Daughter, we are same. Wow. Like,
okay, so what I want them to do, and I wish I could remember what movies these things exactly happen in, but as I get older, my mind goes to shit. But they should do that, like, that whole, like, creeping thing where they think and they're doing, like, miming each other. They're like, and they think it's a mirror.
They're not going to. They both know about the other one.
That'd be legends.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. I'm frustrated right now because I feel like we should have more concise stuff going on right now at the end of the season. We shouldn't be wrapping up things for the sake of it, at least not in like more in-depth chunks than we need to. We can touch on something. We could have had Alex and Kelly, you know, talking about stuff over lunch and getting to know each other and talking about, you know, James and stuff like that.
They could have slow played this.
And she could have brought up the adoption thing, been like, you know, yeah, I actually, like they could have seen a baby out somewhere and Alex could have given it this longing look and Kelly could have noticed because she's very observant and brought it up or something. And, or Alex could have said, you know, I want to be a mother, blah, blah, blah. I put my name on, you know, in for an adoption agency and I haven't heard anything in a year and I'm just worried that it's never going to happen. And like right there. Wow.
Done.
Could have been a
done deal.
5 minute thing. One and done.
No, boom. They needed filler. What it was.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have done more terrorism type things with the Children of Liberty going through and, yeah, you know, making us hate Lockwood more
instead of just torturing Alex unnecessarily.
Yeah. Who's the terrorist of this? The adoption agency.
Yeah. No. Well, the grandparents maybe of the girl having birth.
Birth?
I don't know.
Having birth.
Okay. So I hate to just gripe on stuff, but here we are. I feel like I'm much more forgiving of Melissa's bad Russian accent when things are enjoyable. But after an episode that I'm like, it's like tepid water that I've been soaking in. And then hearing her, I'm supposed to kill you, you know, like it just does not make me excited.
Where's Rocky and Bullwinkle?
God. And that wig. I don't know.
I didn't watch the preview, and I'm kind of glad.
I don't think I did either because I was just too annoyed.
The preview is literally nothing.
Okay.
It's like a flash of Supergirl, okay, and then it's a flash of Red Daughter sitting on a bed. Like, I think she's in like a bob, like a dark brown, like bob wig, and like I think like a dress or something. And I think she's like screwing like a silencer on a gun. No, maybe not. She's doing something with her hands. I don't think she's doing that
like
with a gun.
They're doing like Russian assassin over here. Is that what they're trying to do?
I don't think she's doing anything with a gun. I think she's just like, she's doing something with her hands. And that's all I could think of, you know, because it's such a trope. And she's just like, they want me to kill you, you know. It's just like, okay, cool.
But I stole your diary and I like you.
Let's be
but
friends.
I don't want to hurt Alex. Alex, good. Supergirl, bad.
We just turned into Bizarro. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. Here we are. Are you guys upset that we're not getting more? Like, I feel like we should have a lot of Lex right now.
Yes.
And I don't know if he's going to show up in the last two episodes.
He fucking better.
He has to.
He has to.
If he's only going to be in the other two, I think he's only been in two.
Yes, only two.
And we saw two his fucking episodes. Superpowers for like two, a second. For like, no, like a minute, like a solid minute at the beginning of an episode. And then there was no more Lex that episode and none since. He was fighting Supergirl and he, with his superpowers, and like, that was it. And I think it was like a flash forward sort of thing too. I don't know. I don't remember if it was. I feel like it was though. But just... Man, it's... I mean, I know we say it all the time, but it's so interesting because I watched the episode and I was like, okay. And then I moved on to like watch Legends and I was just like, yeah, all right. This is this. And... I just didn't really think about it, but now talking about everything, I feel more disappointed than I did when I watched the episode.
I watched it Sunday night, I think, and I was just like, this one was painful.
I watched it last night. And
God damn it, you're right. She's in a fucking coat, a choker, and a fucking black wig.
And she's got like a, it's like a brown wig with bangs, and she is loading something into some sort of gun.
They want me to kill you, you know. I'm supposed to kill you.
At least she's pretty. Just got that going for her.
Is she cute? I need to see it.
Then why are you in that cheerleader skirt?
Oh, I see all these photos from the next episode and people are in cuffs. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, neat. What are you doing?
Spoilers!
Nicole! Why don't you just go to CWTV.com and go watch the preview there?
It's just Batman news.
Well, unbelievable.
People are in handcuffs, so we get to look at that too.
Well, here we are. You know what?
Hey, she does have a gun. You were right.
I don't know. Any theories, any wants, any needs.
More Lex.
Lex has to show up. He has to. He's been like between him and Brainy and Dreamer have been the shining like moments of this season so far.
And Lex, I'm better not like spoiling shit for myself. I'm going to see if he shows up in these photos.
Lex better not only show up in like the last like minute either. You know what I mean?
He needs to be.
But that's probably how they'll play it.
Well, it's one of those things. They have to close out the next two episodes. It's like you have to start closing doors.
Yeah.
And even if it is stopping the Russian invasion and Lockwood next week and then finding Lex the week after, like those are the things that need to happen for me to like even remotely be like, it was a mediocre season.
Yeah. And but here's the thing, too. Historically, we know from discussing TV shows over and over again, season after season, that the episode before the season finale is freaking wrap up. It's either a two-part season finale or it's a wrap up episode and then the season finale. And even sometimes when it's a two-parter, it's still a wrap up episode and then the finale.
Yeah.
And they haven't promoted it being a two-part finale.
They have not. No.
I gotta wrap some shit up.
Lex is in the final.
Now, I'm hoping.
You better.
He definitely is.
Okay, good.
I read the synopsis.
Good. So, I'm hoping that by this episode, tackling some of the fluff bullshit, that maybe we'll have more action and a little less just like, oh, we forgot this loose end. Quick, tie it. I'm hoping.
Keep flashing back to Alex and what's it, Kelly at the hotel eating chocolate.
God.
Just like, stop. All right, stop, guys.
Guys.
Do you think we should see what's going on? No, order more room service, honey.
We're at the honey stage now, huh?
Did you eat all the chocolate again? Yes, I did.
Things progress pretty fast in the CW world. They might be married and divorced
Lesbian relationships, too.
Only certain things progress fast in the CW world.
Yeah. Other things are drawn out.
Love
forever.
And shipping is one of them.
But Supergirl's or Kara's secret with Lena is not one of them.
Yeah.
Do we see that?
Oh, God. I don't think it's going to happen until the finale.
Probably not. Because
I don't think it's going to happen until
Lex
the finale.
Is totally the one that's going to fucking out her.
Yeah.
100%. It's going to be the last goddamn episode so that Lena can start season 5 with hating
you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Magic 8-ball of DC on RMD.
Yes.
Bobby.
Yes. I wish I knew what the voice thing was. I changed my voice.
Predictions. Do you have any for next episode?
Nope. That didn't work.
that was weird. That was awful.
Next episode?
Yeah.
Honestly, I really think that we have to tie up Children of Liberty. It has to be done.
Before the finale?
And Red Daughter. I want something to happen, and I don't think... The Red Daughter thing to me is weird because, again, we've had this discussion on other shows about the difference between vigilantes and superheroes. Superheroes always find the good in everybody. Vigilantes say fuck you and shoot you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with her. Like, what do you do with Natasha?
She just needs to be shown that she has been steered in a particular direction and also manipulated.
But
because like, she has been.
Yeah, yeah.
She's absolutely been manipulated.
And I have a feeling that she's going to be good. Do you send her like, hey, Lois and Clark the catch-all for this shit? And just send them over there with her? With them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Off planet?
I don't know.
I think that's what I worry about is like,
What do we do after?
What do we do after? We know that she's going to turn.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like...
But then where does she go?
Yeah.
My thought is going to be, obviously she'll turn and like be part of the downfall of Lex, however they choose to end him. And she's going to end up sacrificing herself and dying.
Either that, or honestly, I'm more prone to believing that she would go back to Kasnia to protect the people there.
Are they going to show that little boy again? Speaking of things that have never been touched.
That's how she's going to be convinced that she has been manipulated.
Yep.
Something about that is going to slip up and yeah.
Hmm.
Unless the writers forgot about that because they seem to have forgotten about a lot of things.
No, it's going to be the death of Otis Graves too.
We got like 84 minutes.
Yeah. All right. any final last predictions before we end this right here and now?
I got nothing.
Nope.
All right.
That's it. I'm just ready.
Two more.
Two more. We'll see what happens.
We can do this.
We can do it. Hey, listeners, we can do it. We're here for you. We'll get through it together. All right. That's going to do it for today's DC on RMD Supergirl edition. You can catch all of our episodes on dconrmd.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And all of our social media pages are switched over, right? Except for maybe Facebook.
Maybe Facebook, because Facebook doesn't like us.
Well, Facebook just doesn't like businesses or pages doing They're anything assholes. That changes anything.
Because they're acting like we're trying to change their name to DC on Nazis.
Yeah. DC on We Hate Everyone. But yeah, DC on RMD now. No more underscores, no nothing. We're all good.
We got the underscores out.
Woo! We did it. All right. We will see you next week for the, I don't know, second to last episode. There's no good name for that. Later.
People want cuddles.